Now, it won't make things better, but it'll help.
It's a song from Insane Times on 95BFM.
I'm a victim of the electronic age.
Good morning, Karen. Today's song from Insane Times comes from the insane time that was 1991. The Berlin Wall had come down, the internet was still just a glint in a madman's eye, and the kids were starting to get sick of 80s political correctness. The international success of Flying Nun and the Dunedin Sound has caused people to overlook the scene in Christchurch, as it was then known, the scene that produced our song, a scene both harder rocking and maybe more experimental than Dunedin's. I can explain the difference like this. Dunedin bands read the New Musical Express in 2000 AD, while Christchurch bands read Cream and Robert Crumb comics, and they leaned into the American concept of rock as low art. The song I'm going to play comes from an all-girl, bad-girl, hard rock outfit called the Stepford Five, who kind of, if you imagine a band inspired by both the Stooges and the Shangri-Las, and just mashing that up as hard as they can, you're kind of there, and it comes from their only record, a four-song EP called Cave of Love. The Stepford Five were the Bilsden twins, Sharon and Joanne, Rita Lacaine, Camille Hood, and Celia Pavlova, and the last three of these are the singers. You might remember Celia as Celia Mancini from King Loser. Celia was, without fear of contradiction, the most rock and roll Kiwi ever, and please watch the King Loser film if you haven't already seen it. But this whole band rocked as hard, both on record and the couple of times that I saw them live. The song I'm going to play has lyrics by Dwayne Zarakov, the only outside contribution on this EP. Dwayne also drummed behind Rita and Celia in the Axel Grinders and behind Celia in King Loser, and he wrote for Rip It Up through the 90s. There's a whole scene happening around this band. The Stepford Five only lasted for a short time. Afterwards, Rita and Joanne went on to form another all-girl band called Snort. The Cave of Love EP, which was released on a Spanish label, was recorded at Night Shift, and engineer Arnie Van Bussel and producer John Billows deserve credit for capturing their intense sound as well as they have. Everyone here gives it 500%, making this my favourite record by a New Zealand band. I hope Cave of Love gets reissued together with anything else that the Stepford Five recorded, because at the moment, only one of these songs is on the streamers. Here it is, Little Sisters of Satan.
Down to the city in the plain on the rain where the king and queen
That was a song from Insane Times on 95 BFM.